That was the TSO under Sir Andrew Davis with the music of Hector Berlioz, the prologue from his Tempest Fantasy. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO on the New Classical FM. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, we are in mid-September, which means that not only is the equinox coming up, but also opening night at the TSO is imminent. Things are buzzing at Roy Thomson Hall as they prepare for a wonderful launch to the season this coming Wednesday with the program Ximeno Conducts Chopin and Scheherazade. And gearing up for his first full season as CEO of the TSO is Mark Williams, and he joins me now. Mark Williams, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hello, very nice to be here again, Kathleen.
Yeah, we spoke last April. You had just gotten on the job. I think you had been in it for just a handful of days. How have you been settling in?
It's been wonderful. And of course, I experienced a beautiful summer in Toronto. So having experienced that, I think that the weather here will always be that way. I've been told that it never gets cold. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it never gets cold. That's right. That's right.
Right.
How are you enjoying your new role at the TSO?
It's absolutely sensational. Since you and I spoke, I've had the opportunity to hear the orchestra with Gustavo Ximeno and many guest conductors many times from April through to the end of the season. And I have just consistently been blown away by the beauty of the orchestra's playing, the intensity, the connection that they have with Gustavo and with the guests. And so I am artistically very, very happy to be here.
Well, as we head into the 100th season for the TSO, what can we look forward to that will really make this season shine?
Well, first of all, it's a big season, and we feel so deeply grateful and frankly humbled to be able to offer a full season. I mean, it's been years since we have had the normalcy of opening with a full orchestra and hopefully closing and having that full artistic journey that one takes over a season. There are so many things that I'm looking forward to in the centennial season. I'm thinking about some birthday parties, really. Our centennial gala, which is on November 16th with Yo-Yo Ma, and Gustavo will be conducting, and of course the orchestra will be there. And we have Jeremy Dutcher as a special guest star. So I'm looking forward to this glittering evening to think about and reflect on what 100 years of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra has meant. The other party that I'm really looking forward to is our free concert and open house on September 24th. If I could think about these two events together, this is our one of our presents to this incredible city, which has supported the orchestra for these past 100 years. And in this program, we're looking to, you know, we wanted to reflect the city in some way. So it's a fabulous program. It's music by Rimsky-Korsakov and Afrin Mansouri, a local Persian-Canadian composer, Luis Ramirez, a local Mexican-Canadian composer, with Arturo Marquez, a Mexican composer, and Chopin and Balfour, who wrote this fantastic fanfare, North Star, for the Sesqui. It's a wonderful indigenous composer. So I'm looking forward to that, you know, those two programs and that duality. And there are so many other concerts this year that I will certainly be in the hall for and looking forward to.
And I understand the TSO will be touring this season and heading to Chicago for the first time.
Yes, we are oddly enough making our Chicago debut. It only took 100 years. We're also going to Ottawa, and we'll be playing at the National Arts Center. Then we head to New York, where we'll play at Carnegie Hall. And then we end our tour in Chicago for our debut there.
That sounds fantastic. And I'm glad that 100 years notwithstanding that the TSO will be heard in that fine city. There's definitely a strong relationship between these two cities generally. So it's about time. What does
I
it mean for
we're
you?
Sister cities, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. I think so. Yes. So
it's about time.
Yes. Yes. And what does it mean personally for you to come to the TSO at this particular juncture in the orchestra's history?
You know, it's humbling, really. But what's very exciting about it is that 100 years have passed, and I'm the sort of person who always likes to look forward. So instead of thinking about the 100 years that are behind us, I'm really thinking about what does it mean to be at the doorway of a new century? So I'm focused on year 101, I have to say, and I'm really looking forward to the ways in which the orchestra can continue to serve this community that's, of course, constantly growing and changing. And that's a wonderful thing, right? So this moment provides us with a great opportunity to grow, to change, to deepen our connections, and to be ever more accessible, relevant, interesting, beautiful. I think it's incredibly exciting.
Well, I wanted to ask you, because now that you've settled in, you've been in Toronto for several months, you've been with the symphony for several months, you've gotten the lay of the land. What do you see happening for the orchestra? Where would you like it to take it going forward?
Well, first of all, I want everyone in this city to feel that the Toronto Symphony Orchestra is their orchestra, because it is. You know, we belong to the people of this city. And so it's so important that we open those doors and make sure that everyone feels welcome and that they have access. And frankly, that they feel, you know, seen and heard and appreciated in our space. So that's certainly something. And that, you know, that materializes itself in so many ways, right? It's what happens at the hall, but it's also, you know, what's on stage. Do you feel that we're playing this music for you? So there's lots of work to do in that area, but it's exciting, and I think it's the most important work that symphony orchestras will be doing in the coming decades.
Now, this is off the music topic, but I hear rumors of an ice cream.
Maybe. I think we talked the last time about how much I love food. So of course, you know, we couldn't get through a centennial without food being involved in some way.
Okay. Well,
all I'll say is I've tasted it and it's pretty good.
So there is a TSO ice cream in the works.
Maybe.
Okay. I'm sure it will be scrumptious, you know, because just a reminder to our listeners, classical musicians are pretty much all Epicurean. So when food gets involved, you're pretty much guaranteed something great. Mark Williams, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us. Toi toi for the launch of the new season. And we look forward to seeing how the TSO evolves under your leadership.
Thank you very much. And I look forward to seeing you at Roy Thomson Hall.
That was Mark Williams, CEO of the TSO, which continues their 100th anniversary celebrations with the launch of the new season coming this Wednesday at 8 p.m. On the bill, Bruce Liu playing Chopin and the many talents in the orchestra featured in the fabulous symphonic showcase, Scheherazade. Let's get a sneak preview now from Scheherazade. Here's the young prince and princess.